Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Lynette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tanner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rapolsky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lynette takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynette moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Silvera strikes out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn is 0-1 in the game. Ashburn bunts towards third. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hamner is 0-1 in the game. Hamner bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bauschi is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi is hit by the pitch. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rapolsky is 0-1 in the game. Rapolsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Morin throws the ball into Elston, who tags Anderson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ashburn scores. Bauschi goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Phillies. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle is 0-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walls is 0-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tanner is 0-1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lynette is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynette hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fernandez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sanford is 0-1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morin is 0-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lynette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Silvera is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvera hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elston is 0 for 1 in the game. Elston hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rapolski is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapolski strikes out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynette is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynette hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanford strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamner takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Bob Speak pinch hits for Charlie Silvera. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Fanning now catching. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rapulski is 0 for 3 in the game. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lynette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob will pinch hits for Don Elston. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Will reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Will scores. It's 3-1, Phillies. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.